is 21st Century Journalistic Writing, and we're talking about the coronavirus. This is Alicia Wharton, and I'm a sophomore.
I am Mark Liberco, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ashlyn Steen, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Isabel Colwitter, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Avery Plotty, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Jacob Russell, and I'm also a junior.
Okay, so our first topic today will be tests and symptoms. So a typical COVID test, it's very similar to the influenza test. They take a swab and they stick it up your nose. It's about 6 inches long, maybe, and they stick most of it up your nose. It is not the funnest test to get, and normally you sneeze after, or your eyes water, and it can be painful sometimes. The lady that did mine really shoved it up my nose and was grinding it up there, but and it felt like she was touching my brain, but it's not possible from your nose to touch your brain, so your nose just goes back to your nasal, the cavity that goes down to your throat. And then symptoms are typical cold symptoms, flu symptoms. Well, there's always a chance you could have it. It's kind of scary how you could think you have a cold and really have COVID.
Do you know how long it usually takes for the test to go through a process?
So it depends on where you go. If you go to a Unity Point clinic, that's going to take 3 or 4 days. If you go down to the University of Iowa, it takes 10 hours.
Okay.
But to go to the University of Iowa, you have to call, sign up for a MyChart, and then you set up an appointment with a doctor, a Zoom appointment, and then they determine whether you need to go in and get tested. And there's several locations you can go in Iowa City, and they tell you when to go, you go. You walk in, there's three or four people in the office, and they're all distanced, like at least 10 to 20 feet apart. You check in, you sit down, a lady does a test, you take your test to another lady, and she turns it in to get the thing. And then you check the website rest of the day, and it'll tell you if you're positive or negative.
So I've seen, like, TikToks and stuff of people getting their tests done, and a lot of them will, like, jerk away just out of reaction. And so is that something that, like, you experienced, or did you have to get, like, your head held before you jerked away?
I jerked right away, and then I sat all the way back in my chair, like, kind of, like, holding myself because I, like, kept going backwards, and then, but you can hold yourself back.
Okay, then the symptoms, I'm basing all my information off of TikTok. I saw a couple videos, and there was, like, people, like, eating onions and stuff because they said they couldn't taste anything. And it's just, like, I guess nobody's in here has had it, so nobody can confirm or deny, I guess. But it just seems interesting that people could, like, not have taste to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's really can't weird. Taste with it, because I know that my mom had that, and it's part of it, too, because my mom looked it up.
I heard it was, like,
so
3 minutes.
That is one of the symptoms.
Yeah.
I heard, like, some people lost it for, like, 3 to 4 months before they could get it back, and, like, they lose this sense of smell.
My cousin, she lost her taste, and she couldn't taste anything.
Did she try any cool foods because
of it? I do not know, but she did say that she, one time, she was, I don't remember what she was drinking, but she said she could slightly taste it. But it wasn't to the point where normal taste, but it was something that she tasted.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine eating every day and not tasting anything.
Mm-hmm. You could eat healthy for that span.
You really could. Yeah, you could turn your diet around. And the sense of smell is great. Like, you just lose your sense of smell.
Yeah, just, like, the things you would normally not think of, you lose that, and, like, it's just so different thinking, like, once you get it back, it's, like, something whole new.
Someone I work with, he got it, and he still can't smell.
How long has it been, do you know?
Beginning of the school year.
Oh, so
kind of, like,
a couple
end
months.
Of that, like, the beginning of October, maybe.
COVID is just so weird. Like, there's so many symptoms that I've, like, never heard of before in any other, like, disease or virus that I've ever heard.
But you can also be asymptomatic also. So
yeah, which is super weird.
There's
like
a ton of variety.
One of us can have it right now, and none of us know.
Yeah.
One of my friends got it, and they said that their back just felt like someone had put Icy Hot on it, and that was pretty much the only symptom that they had.
Huh.
And so they just had a tingly cold back for 3 days. And that was their coronavirus experience.
So weird.
Yeah, not typical symptoms. There's some out there ones.
Another person I work with, he got it, and he said it felt just like influenza. So I think it's crazy how it can be so similar to one thing and not.
Mm-hmm. Both my great-grandparents got it, and my great-grandma didn't have any symptoms, and she was fine. She just, like, barely even knew she had it. And then my great-grandpa, he had, like, a 105 fever and was, like, really sick. So it really varies, and there doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah. And then there's also those people that have, like, two or more lasting conditions that they are more at risk of, like, being more likely to be hospitalized from it because they have a higher risk factor. But, like, kids in school, they probably have less, like, major symptoms, unlike the elder or very young.
It's crazy how it can affect different people differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people can get really sick and be hospitalized and put on a ventilator, and other people can be fine. They could go run, like, 3 miles and be totally fine.
Yeah.
When you get tested and if you come back positive, you have to contact trace 48 hours from when your symptoms started, because you shed your germs, you're shedding the most germs 48 hours before your symptoms come out,
which is
crazy.
Yeah. Are you in quarantine if you don't have it longer than when you do have it? Like, I've heard some people were, like, they got rid of the virus pretty early on, like, in a few days, and they didn't have to quarantine as long. You might... Like, I've heard that. It's probably not true.
I think if you test positive, you have to quarantine for 10 days.
Okay,
no,
so it is less long. Less, okay.
Yeah. I feel like that would be the smartest option because you're not... You can't expose other people after 10 days.
Okay.
My sister had to get tested, and before she got tested, she had the, like, decision to make, like, do you want to get tested or do you want to quarantine an extra 4 days? You don't have to get tested. Because, like, by that time, even if she had it, then the virus would have, like, run its course and be gone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of. I think in different areas in the United States, they do it differently. There's different, like, guidelines, which is weird. You think they'd have the same setup for each state.
Mm-hmm. Does Iowa still have Test Iowa, where you have to take the test online before you can get the COVID test?
I know at, like, a lot of colleges, for example, like, Iowa State, they do rapid testing for just, like, students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I heard that, like, some colleges, like Notre Dame, pays for all of their testing, and that was Mark.
Yeah, I do remember Mark saying that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of student athletes at colleges have to get tested constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
they're exposed all the time.
Yeah.
This has been the Mustang Moon Podcast. Thanks for listening.